Chatting now with fullback, if we can still call him fullback, Jaworski Lane. He lined up at halfback, scored a touchdown on Sunday at Arizona. Thanks for coming into the studio and chatting with us. Obviously, you're getting more involved in this offense as the weeks go on. How comfortable are you right now as a Miami Dolphin?
I feel like I still have a lot to learn. You know, whatever situation they want to put me in, I feel like I can adapt to it. If there's lining up at receiver, I can do that. If there's lining up at tight end, I can do it. Really anything they want me to do, I can do it.
I think there's a lot of linebackers that would prefer you didn't line up at wide receiver or tight end, but when they lined you up at halfback the other night, that was obviously fun to watch, and you got the touchdown. You enjoy kind of getting back in that role that you obviously are used to from your college days?
Oh, yeah, that's my love. That's what I've been doing since middle school. So, I mean, I just feel like at home, you know, 1 yard, 2 yards, or whatever, that's easy.
I mean, obviously, going into the game plan was, you know, maybe third and short, fourth and short. You knew that play was in the game plan. How cool was it when you knew that you're going to go for that goal line situation and you knew your number was going to be called?
It felt like college again. You know, when I was at A&M, third and one, fourth and one situations, I was to the point with the coaching staff there where I just ran on the field. They had already knew. You know, at one time I was 29 for 31, you know, get either a touchdown or a first down. So, I mean, like I said, it felt real good.
Yeah, it was certainly a situation you looked pretty comfortable in. Jaworski Lane is here. Nice individual day. You had the touchdown run, which we just talked about. You caught the two-point conversion to give a seven-point lead in the fourth quarter. But obviously the loss really, really tough for a second consecutive week. What's the mood of this team right now as they sort of try and move on and get ready for Cincinnati?
What I got this morning from the team meeting, we over it already. You know, we understand that it's a long season. You know, like I said, we're going to start work tomorrow. But for right now, Arizona loss is done. It's history.
I know it's a you know, kind of a bummer or a downer when you go back in. You feel like you did so many good things in a football game. There's so much to build on. When you're in the meeting room, you're in with your offensive teammates, there's got to be a sense of a good energy in that room because you guys are putting so many good things on tape. You just have to maybe eliminate a couple of mistakes here or there because it may be preventing you guys from winning a football game down the stretch.
You're right. Coach Joe does a good job with, you know, singling out things that we done, the great things that we done. Like you said, we were a few plays away, you know. That's part of the business, I think, you know. So once we eliminate them, sky's the limit.
Jaworski Lane is here. Is there a sense you think among the team that, you know, things are getting there? Like you're getting closer and closer every week?
Oh, yeah, we're getting closer and closer every week. I think we're getting closer day by day.
You know, a lot of guys always talk about, hey, the offense, Ryan Tannehill, you know, Brian Hartline, the defense, you know, coming up two big picks with Sean Smith on the corner, Carlos Dansby and Cameron Wake getting 4.5 sacks. But a lot of people, you know, watching at home, special teams is such a big part of what you guys do, and you're a big part of the special teams. Take us through how involved or how much time it is to get prepared, not only on offense for your role, but on special teams for your role.
We're doing special teams because Coach does a real good job of, you know, doing what he does for his game planning. But as a player, you have to, outside of football, to get all special teams down, actually. So, I mean, special teams is real, real, real important.
I mean, you enjoy going down there and knocking someone down or doing your role. I mean, you had a big pancake on special teams out there in last week. Do you enjoy that role for you?
Oh, I love it. It's just a fullback back there, you know.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's a DB, so you have to take advantage of a DB.
How's the blocking coming along? That's obviously, you know, you weren't asked to lead block for anybody at Texas A&M, and I'm sure you weren't ever in high school or before that. Obviously, that's the big transition at this point. How's that all coming along for you?
It's football, you know. Same fundamental since day one. You know, square your shoulders up and go hit him.
I like it. Joe Philbin always says it's not that complicated of a game, and I think sometimes when we analyze it, we make it sound very complicated, but that right there might be the essence of football.
That's
square
it.
Your shoulders and go hit the guy that's in front of you. All right, so your way to get here, your path to this place obviously is a little bit untraditional, and we've talked about it with you before, but you know, you're a rookie, technically. The NFL sees you as a rookie. Do you feel like a rookie? Do you feel like one of the young guys? Because you do have a little bit more life experience on the rest of this rookie class.
Well, you know, I talk to Kevin and Carlos Dansby all the time, and I feel like a rookie. I mean, certain things, you know, as far as the football game aspect of it, it's just football. That's how I feel about it. I mean, it's things I've been doing since day one, you know. The experience is going to come. You know, if I have a question, I either ask Reggie, I ask KB, or I ask, like I said, I ask Carlos for a lot of advice. It's just football to me.
When you look around the locker room, you know, you have a lot of young guys that are in your spot that are playing a lot. You look at Ryan Tannehill and Jonathan Martin and Lamar Miller, yourself, a lot of young guys getting playing time. Do you look around at some of those veterans and see how they handle, you know, week to week, how they go about their business? Do you learn a lot, or do you draw a lot from guys on how they prepare and how they get ready each and every week?
I wouldn't consider you smart if you wouldn't take any advice or seeing what they do. I mean, I look at Devon Best every day. He's one of the first at practice every day on the jugs catching extra balls. So I mean, I look at you crazy if you don't pay attention to that.
Right.
Fullback Javorski Lane having a nice season so far. A couple of rushing touchdowns. Caught that 2-point conversion in the fourth quarter on Sunday. That brings us to our Cayman Islands fan question of the week. We got a little recording here from one of the fans, James from FinFanatic.com. He called in and he wanted to know about one of those big plays you made on Sunday. Here, have a listen.
I think I would just like to know what was going through his mind when he got the call. I mean, what was he thinking? I mean, did he have it in his mind that no matter what, he was pushing through?
You get that call, 4th and 1, 4th and goal from the 1-yard line. You know the ball's going to you. What goes through your head in that moment?
First thing is I look at the 3 technique. If he's close, I look at the linebacker. I look at him. It's money.
It's as simple as that. It's over, right? It's 1-on-1, 1 yard, and you're able to get it.
That's it.
I like it a lot. Javorski awesome. Lane playing a bigger role every single week, proving to be quite valuable to the 2012 Miami Dolphins so far. I do want to ask you one other question. Just popped into my head because obviously we talk a lot about the passing game the last couple of days after the performance that Hartline and Tannehill put on Sunday. Talk to us a little bit about Tannehill in the huddle. Because I asked you if you feel look like a rookie. Does he seem like a rookie quarterback in that huddle?
Not at all.
It's a guy you've known for a few years, I know.
And Tannehill is if you know anything about football, you know what's coming. If you know anything about football, you know what's coming.
I like it, and I feel the same way, and I know a lot less than you do. So if you think that also, things are good. Javorski Lane, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, no problem. Javorski.